On with the reviewers. Again, it's time for fun. Fun with the reviewers. And so for the next half hour, the National Broadcasting Company allots this particular frequency to Randall Schwee, in his more lucid moments, Charlie Cantor, to guest star Gwen Williams, and to the reviewers themselves, Judith Tuvim, Betty Comden, Alvin Hammer, Adolph Green, and John Frank, clever kids who write their own words and music. And now, if you've properly mislaid your wits, listen hard to the little guy in the magazine stand just around the corner.
The magazines, fresh magazines. Mystery, horror, love stories, magazines. Get your magazines. They're all gone. Get your magazines.
A tree. Here come two stalwart woodsmen.
Chop, chop, chop.
Well, all right.
Look out below. A mill.
Wood. Pulp. Paper. Ink. Print. Magazines.
What do you read? All kinds of magazines. What do you read? All kinds of magazines.
Love and romance for only a dime.
Adventure.
Success. Mystery.
Crime. Recipes and traffic notes and
user stages
dreams.
This is what we get when we buy a magazine. Find our dreams made real before our eyes. Every page we turn to holds a new surprise.
We dream of all the things we have wanted most to do.
And the magazines we read make it all come true.
Now, what do you read? What do you read?
Good morning, Mr. Schwee.
Hello.
It is Randall Schwee, isn't it?
Yeah, it's me, officer.
Well, what are you doing in a magazine stand, Mr. Schwee?
Well, believe it or not, I'm selling magazines. Yeah, I've owned this magazine stand for 2 weeks now. And, you know, I'm running it just like a real swanky place. You see, I sell the pages separately, and then if anybody wants a whole magazine, I slap on a cover charge.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yeah, you meet all different kinds of people here, too, and they all buy different magazines. And the funny thing is, they all have the queer notion that whatever's in a magazine is going to happen to them.
I don't get you, Sweet. What do you mean?
Well, for instance, just look at this girl coming along now. Look at her.
Hello, Mr. Sweet.
Hello.
Have you got the latest romantic love magazine?
Here it is.
Oh, goody. I'll be on the beach at Waikiki. And a handsome stranger will propose to me. At first, he'll make believe he's poor. But when he finds my heart is sure, he'll really be a billionaire, you see.
Yes, it can happen to you.
How are you, Reed?
Hello, Mr. Schwee.
Hello.
You got wild and woolly stories?
Yep, here it is.
Thanks. From Africa, I'll bring them back alive. I'll track down gangsters with my .45. I'll rescue damsels in distress in the nick of time through storm and stress, and I'll take a panther woman for my wife.
Yes, it can happen to you.
Now, what do you read?
The latest fancy finance magazine, please.
Oh, yes, sir. Here it is.
I will hold the strings of finance in my hand. I won't speak in terms of less than 50 grand. I'll buy the entire USA and save it for a rainy day. My influence will be felt throughout the land.
Yes, it can happen to you.
Now, what do you read?
I walk this week around town with the upper crust.
Oh, here you are, lady.
I'll be at a swanky social jamboree. All the columnists will shriek, why, who is she? The photographers will go to town on my backless, frontless evening gown. I'll be the queen of high society.
Yes, it can happen to you.
Now, what do you read?
Hey, Mr. Schwee,
yeah.
You got this week's inventions of next week?
Yeah, there it is.
I'll invent a limousine that swims and flies, and a pair of shoes that fit to any size. An elevator to shock the town. The building will move up and down, and that is how I'll win the Nobel Prize.
Yes, it can happen to you.
Yes, it can happen to you. Oh, yes, it can. Well, I don't know about that. Take me, for instance. Why, for years, I've been reading Dog's Life, and nothing's happened to me. Where'd that come from? Oh, this must have been somebody else. Yeah. You know, why do people take magazines so seriously? I had a friend named Eberhard who really, he overdid it. Yeah, he kept reading Here and There Travel magazine. It tells about the wide open spaces and Indians and stuff. Well, one night he glued a feather on his forehead and pitched a wigwam in the middle of Times Square. Yeah, honestly, he did. Whenever it gets cold, he just rubs two booking agents together and gets 10% of a fire. Well, I wish Everhart had never read that Here and There magazine.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Sweet.
Why, hello there, Gwen Williams. My. What are you doing here?
Well, I want to buy a magazine.
God.
You see, I'm planning to go away on a trip, and I'd like a copy of Here and There Travel Magazine.
Oh, now, Gwen, I'd like to warn you about reading that. Now, I had a friend, Everhart, and it's, must I go through that again?
Oh, yes, do.
My. My
talk was tricky and clever. My line was sharp as a tack. But ever since I met you, everything's gone black. I want to shout a poem about how I dream of that gleam in your eyes. I want to shout, but all that comes out is my mind. I want to sing of flowers in spring, but oh dear, when you're near I just die. I want to sing, but can't sing a thing but my mind. I should say, oh, have Shakespeare at the tip of my tongue, but every time we meet, I look at you, and what do I do? I get weak, I can't speak, I just sigh. And though I try, the best I can sigh is my.
Movie magazine I just bought. I gotta return it.
Well, all right, Maggie, but what's the trouble? We never had any complaints before. It's got Tyrone Simone and Fred MacCooper on the cover.
Yeah, but I don't like them.
And it's got true life confessions and glamorous photographs and beautiful gowns and the favorite recipe of Tony the Wonder Horse.
No, Mr. Shwee, I ain't interested in that.
Oh.
I go to the movies to get scared.
Uh-huh.
I ain't happy unless I get carried out of the theater limp.
Oh.
You know, my heroes, they're Charles Lawton, Robert Montgomery, and Boris Karloff. Oh, are they scary, gee.
Oh, God.
See, they're not in this magazine at all,
oh.
So you can have it back.
I'm Lawton.
Karloff.
Montgomery.
Of our problem, here is a summary. Our lives are peaceful and serene when we're not upon the screen. We're beloved by both relative and friend. We're like other people are. We enjoy a good cigar. We make almost as much money as we spend. They greet us.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Bernie.
Hello, Bob.
We're the nicest bunch of guys you've ever seen. You'd never think it possible if you saw us off the job. But we play
psychopaths upon the screen. Like, camera, action, we're off! Take out your psychology textbook and turn to page 5. You'll find our queer actions explained in some high-sounding chime. At physical powers, we're not at our best. We've got baby faces, no hair on our chest.
But when we're around, murder and villainy thrive.
Our childhood was blighted by matters both sordid and dark.
At the ripe age of 2, our nurses we slew in the park.
But Mummy and Dad lost none of their poise. They patted our heads and said, boys will be boys.
With that sort of start, we determined to make our mark. And we have. Our faces float across the silver screen. In every town and hamlet we are seen. The parts we play afford good movie fare. The public loves a good, clean, healthy scare.
Take it away, Charles Lawton. I'm a pleasant little sailor known as Captain Bligh. A man who'd rather walk the plank than look me in the eye. To each mutinous mariner I apply the whip. With a gorgeous quiver of my lower lip.
also play the hunchback of Notre Dame to make the public faint away was my artistic aim. When the picture was released and taken off the shelf, I looked at my makeup and fainted myself. Ha! Taken away, Robert Montgomery!
Here you'll see the pride of MGM, a juvenile addicted to mayhem. In the Earl of Chicago, I crushed them all. But you really should have seen me, and that must fall. I stole into a home in old Yorkshire to murder Dame May Whitty. I did aspire. My little hat box filled her niece with dread. She said, "Nice work, Danny. That's the way to get ahead. Take it away, Boris Karloff."
So once I played the monster in Frankenstein, I now am playing in the scientific line. In a kindly way, I always plan to help mankind, but in the middle of each film, I lose my mind. I then proceed to kill my friends off one by one. I never am quite satisfied until they're done. In the middle of reel 7, I forget the secret code. I pull the wrong switch, and I explode!
Rise on murder. That's the way it goes. Whoa! I got the psycho and Alice is blue.
I got the psycho and Alice is blue.
Oh, you students of Sigmund Freud, please explain our mental woe. Whoa! I got the psycho and Alice is blue. The psycho and Alice is blue.
Megalomania.
The psycho and Alice is blue.
Dementia precox.
The psycho and Alice is blue.
Students of Sigmund Freud, please explain our mental woes.
Whoa! I got the psycho and Alice is blue.
Paranoia.
The psycho and Alice is blue.
Neurasthenia.
The psycho and Alice is blue. Rigor mortis. The psycho and Alice is blue.
You. Yeah. You there, the man behind the counter.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Well, maybe you're the man that can help me.
Well, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, I'm looking for a back issue of a certain magazine. You see, I'm very fond of reading serials.
Yeah.
Now, I was reading a very exciting serial, and I got up to the April 7th issue, and then my subscription ran out.
What ran out? Oh, your subscription. Well, that's really too bad. What magazine was it?
Well, that's just it. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But I've been looking for that April 14th issue ever since.
Ever since? Why, that's just last week.
Oh, no. You see, it was April 14th, 1856.
Oh, I see. Well, I don't think we have it. What was the name of the story?
Well, that's another thing that's bothering me.
Uh-huh.
I remember some of it. It was, Uncle Tom's
Come on. It's
no use. I just can't remember the rest of it.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, dear. I wonder if that little girl ever did get across the ice. Oh, you're the topsy. You're the little
Well, now, what do you think of that? My
Give me a copy of Musical Criticism magazine.
Okay, here you are.
Let me see now. I'm reviewed on page 72. No!
Well, what's the matter?
Panned again. The nerve of that critic criticizing my performance of the Hall of the Mountain King.
You're a musician.
Musician? I'm an entire symphony orchestra. Yes. What's the good of 100 musicians and a conductor? I can do it alone. I can give a symphony concert in a telephone booth.
Look, you've got to listen to me.
You must listen to me.
You look familiar.
Look, I'm going to
play for you.
Hall of the Mountain King by Edvard Grieg.
Take it up.
waiting for, Mr. Tweed?
What's your hurry, bud?
Give me some of those small magazines. You know, the kinds that fit in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, I know the kind. Here you are.
Concentrated information. Yeah. That's the one with the entire Encyclopedia Britannica condensed on one page. I gotta read these magazines because I'm always in a hurry. Yeah. Always on the go. Rush, rush, rush. A pill for breakfast, a pill for lunch, and then I come home with a pill for dinner.
How is your wife, huh?
Well, these pocket magazines, they're a great help.
Yeah, you got that Times Square tempo. Rush, 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 rush.
I never used to be this way. No. I used to be slow like this.
Yeah.
But not anymore, not anymore.
No, what happened to you, huh? What happened?
Well, I went to that concentrated college run by the Congested Information Magazine. And one day as I was walking...
Is this the concentrated college?
Yes, it is.
I'd like a 4-year course for a Bachelor of Arts degree.
Got 2 minutes to spare?
Well, yes.
Well, we'll give it you right now in 2 minutes flat. Let's go.
But I don't...
All you have to know about...
English. English is quite simple. Need we say much more? After all, you've spoken it since the age of 4. Cat!
Wait a moment. I didn't quite get all of that down here.
Geology. Why, we're caught at finding rocks until your face is blue. Relax beneath an avalanche and let the rock find you. Cat!
Wait a moment. I didn't quite...
Geometry. Take a small triangle. Draw it like a square. Stuff it in a circle. Euclid had no hair. Pat!
Wait a moment. I didn't...
Chemistry. Take sulfuric acid. Drink it on a test. Litmus paper dipped in water rapidly turns wet. Pat!
Wait a moment.
History. We can sum up history in a simple speech. Everyone but Lincoln looks like Donna Meach. Pat!
Wait!
Little baby, see a sick baby, aim a lad. Ask a mama, aim a lad, mama, aim a lad. Ask a papa, aim a lad, papa, aim a lad, oh see. Put them all together, quite a fix I meet. Mad alone, mad alone, mad alone. Passed and graduated.
That young man certainly got a degree fast.
Come on, back again, Mr. Three.
Oh, hello, Gwen. What can I do for you? My.
Oh, please, not that again.
Oh, no.
Well, this time I'd like a handbook on astronomy. You see, that's my hobby.
Oh, you're married to him?
Oh, no.
I guess I got it all wrong.
Yes. I want to know all about the skies and the stars. And the moon.
Oh, you can't fool me, Gwen. What you need is a handbook on love.
Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will have still my heart, how high the moon. Somewhere there's music, how faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above if you would come to me soon.
People like you here is what makes running this magazine stand worthwhile.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Street.
That's all right.
Say, you haven't been running this stand long, have you?
Nah.
Well, how did you happen to get in the magazine business anyway?
Well, that's quite a story, Gwen. I'll boil it down to about a half hour. I always had a weakness for reading magazines. I subscribed to one after another. Trouble was, I couldn't bring myself to throw any of them out. So it was a scotch in me. They piled up and piled up. It was... either the magazines or me. Well, I decided to get out while I could still carve a path to the door. So once out, I kind of missed the magazine, so I bought me a magazine stand. Now I read them, get through with them, get paid for them, and get new ones, and I'm happy. Yeah, and the best part is I don't have to subscribe anymore. And besides that, I'm not home all day to be bothered by salesmen ringing the doorbell all the time, all the time. Now, you take housewives, for instance. Housewives are home all day long, and the doorbell is always ringing. She tries to settle down to a well-planned day, and what happens, huh?
What a lovely day. I'm happy in my little four-room flat. Two bedrooms, parlor, bath, and kitchen mat. My husband works with vigor, vim, and will. To state it plainly, he's just my bill. You never find the dust in corners heaping. I learned to clean my house through good housekeeping. The woman's home companion's word I take in making cakes like mother used to bake. The Pen magazine made me a mother, so perfect that my children want no other. And when my daily chores are at an end, the Saturday Evening Post is my best friend. Oh, who could be much happier than me? Oh, simple life of sweet tranquility.
Oh, I stop! Oh.
Good day, madam. Did you see a rhinoceros head this way?
A rhinoceros?
Yes, I represent Beau Brummel magazine, the magazine for gentlemen. And I'm getting a little hunting done along with my subscription selling. I bagged 20 subscribers today. You're to be the 21st. Sign here.
Well, I really don't want any.
Beau Brummel is the magazine for men. Men who dare anything as long as they're dressed correctly for the occasion. Note the correct hunting outfit. Black silk African helmet, ascot tie, kilt, and a bathing suit.
Oh.
But enough about me. Your husband, does he combine checks with stripes?
Yes.
Do his suspenders sag?
Yes.
Can he distinguish between Clicquot Champagne 1905 and Hepsi Cola 1940?
No.
He can't. Madam, your husband is doomed.
Doomed?
Yes, doomed. The only thing that can save him is a subscription to Beau Brummel.
Oh, I'll sign.
Thank you. There's that rhinoceros again. Good day.
Oh, dear. Come in.
Good day, madam. I represent Unpopular Utilities Monthly. I'm a mechanical salesman. My voice is a little rough today. I have a frog in my loudspeaker.
I really don't want
it. Beginning of sales talk number 56. Madam, if you will turn to page 45,
please wind me up, madam.
Thank you. Not so tight. Don't wind me up so tight on it. Better. Now, on page 45, you see the Inhalo vacuum cleaner. Clings rugs in a super jiffy. You push this. The rug's gone. It's in the bag, madam. Now, here's our special egg unbeater. You take a beaten egg you thought you wanted for an omelet, but you've changed your mind, and now you want a hard-boiled egg. You push this. There. Now, it's changing into a hard-boiled egg, and... went a little bit too far that time.
Well, I really am very
and
happy.
And here is all you need in the kitchen, rolled into one. The Cooko Cleanso Drencho Wipo Chico Harpo Four-Purpose Kitchen Snudge, no drudge. You put your dishes in here.
Oh, no, no, please don't outside.
Thank you, madam. End of sales talk number 56. Oh. End of sales talk number 56.
Oh, my dishes.
Darling!
Oh, come in.
My dear, Sneer magazine is here. My, aren't you dowdy? I represent Sneer, the fashion magazine. Sneer will show you how to dress, where to buy it, how to wear it, and it's not expensive. All you need is some scraps of old material, a pair of scissors, and Sneer, and $100,000. Sign here, you frump.
I don't need it. I'm
right here. You must let yourself go. Buy yours and yours of pink veiling and wrap your husband up in it. Now, let's get to work on you at once. Well, look at you. That dress, it's much too long. Now, pin these cabbage leaves into the waist and remove the neckline entirely. Oh, that was marvelous. Now, green lipstick and a heavily veiled saucepan on your head. Oh, how very, very chic. And your home, look at it. Why, those chairs, they look as though you could actually sit in them.
Oh, the old chandelier. I'll sign.
Thank you, my dear. And after you've read Sneer for a while, you won't know yourself. You won't want to.
Oh, that woman.
Good day, madam. Put up the
person I want to see. I represent horrible, terrible magazine. I'm working my way through a haunted house trying to sell these subscriptions. You want one, don't you? I thought so. This, madam, this month's features, Sir Roger Murgatroyd dissolving his niece, nephew, and grandmother in quicklime. The strange case of Mary Hicksby, who woke up one morning without a head. All these and many other delightful features. Sign here for a 10-year subscription.
Oh, I don't want any.
You don't want any. But you'd better take one, madam, or else you might be our next feature story. Well done, madam. From this day forward, you can safely stay with us. Great.
Oh, I hope that's the last one. I'm happy in my little four-room flat. Two bedrooms, parlor, bath, and kitchen hat, what there is left of it. Oh, who could be much happier than me? Oh, simple life, complete tranquility!
Well, Mr. Shwee, it's getting late now. I guess you'll be closing up the stand for the night.
Yeah, I guess I'll be going home soon. Have a nice day,
though. That's good. What'll you be doing this evening? Playing bridge or something?
No, no.
Listening to the radio, maybe?
No, I'm going to read a magazine.
Oh, I see.
We all have read the magazines that give us what we need.
The publishers and editors know what we want to read.
But once we've read an issue through, we toss it on the chair.
It's borrowed and lent and thrown away and turns up everywhere.
Like in the barber shop.
Or in the dentist chair.
Or in a beauty shop while burning off your hair.
In waiting rooms they lie.
For every passerby.
All of last week's copies now are second hand. And the latest issues waiting at the stand.
I'll be on the beat in Waikiki. I'll be at the Wakey Social Jamboree.
From Africa I'll bring him back alive.
I'll invent a limousine that swims and flies.
I will hold a string of finance in my hand.
It all comes true. Read magazine.
Go crazy in 30 easy minutes or fun with a reviewer. We hope you have had fun. That will be around next week when Randall Shwee, guest song star Eleanor French, and the reviewers themselves, Judith Studham, Betty Comden, Alvin Hammer, Adolf Green, and Johnny Frank. But to get back to the main point, we hope you'll be tuned in again next week. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.